Incarcerated Australians are at risk of suicide while in prison, but the risk is even greater when they're released. For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander prisoners, the risk is even more dire. Missy Drage reports.
Incarcerated Australians face a variety of mental health issues, but there are often not enough services to deal with these problems. Statistics from the Australian Institute of Criminology show that for Australian prisoners, the most common unnatural cause of death by a substantial margin is suicide. Sarah Crellin, Principal Legal Officer of the Aboriginal Legal Service, says people face a range of issues when they enter the prison system. She says access to medication and thoughts of self-harm are widespread concerns.
It might be access to medication, it might be thoughts of self-harm, it might be concerns about where their family might not know where they are and they want to check and make sure, can you call our family, let them know where I am and we're able to do that. But in terms of welfare, it's both your physical and your mental health concerns.
To combat this problem, the ALS offers the Custody Notification Service, a 24-hour phone line which provides legal advice and initial welfare checks of newly imprisoned people.
If the client demonstrates any concerns in relation to self-harm or they themselves raise any concerns for their own medical welfare, then it's something that we can alert the police to and make sure that it's followed up.
But the CNS isn't available for prisoners after their initial entry into the prison system. In an article for Cyclopedia, Deakin University psychologist and Pro Vice Chancellor Joe Graffam examined some of the long-term issues prisoners face. Professor Graffam says prison is a highly stressful environment where violence leads to chronic fear. He says clinical psychologists are on staff in many prisons, but their work is mainly focused on specific offending behaviour and does not address the ongoing emotional needs of the prisoners. The ALS does offer some services to incarcerated Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
I mean, we have officers and we have an Aboriginal legal service and they're able to call that. They're able to call our officers. We have a 1800 number. If someone's in corrective custody, they're able to call from the jail phone for free.
But the real danger seems to be when prisoners are released. A report by the Medical Journal of Australia shows between 1988 and 2002, 795 men and 49 women died by suicide after imprisonment. Of those suicides, around 90% occurred after release from prison. Professor Graffam says depression and anxiety are common post-release, and often ex-prisoners attempt to self-medicate these issues. The ALS says one of the biggest issues people face when they're released from prison is drug and alcohol dependency.
Finding appropriate housing, finding appropriate employment, drug and alcohol counselling and appropriate rehabilitation services. There is a desperate and dire need for residential rehabilitation services. Primarily the reason they're finding themselves committing offences is because they have a drug or alcohol dependence.
Professor Graffam says many ex-prisoners also lack personal identification and income. According to the National Aboriginal Birth Certificate Program, an estimated 300,000 Aboriginal Australians do not have their births registered. A further estimated 500,000 do not have a birth certificate. This can cause trouble when ex-prisoners need Centrelink benefits. Centrelink requires three documents to confirm a person's identity. This includes a commencement of identity document such as a birth certificate and a primary and secondary document to confirm. Despite the prevalence of issues, the ALS no longer has a post-release service due to government funding cuts.
Yeah, we used to have a post-release service. Unfortunately, the funding was cut. It's a real shame because it certainly is. That period is when people really need some assistance. It is lacking in terms of what services are out there for people.
Professor Graffam says ex-prisoners need individual support and access to trauma-informed counselling, as well as alcohol and drug rehabilitation. Ms. Crellin says more funding is vital to improvement of post-release services.
There definitely needs to be more funding in relation to post-release services. That is a crucial time for people when they get out of prison and they have the opportunity to make changes, and they're probably at that stage most motivated to do so.
And that report was by Missy Drage.